And by the way, my little accent there is our other phone in this morning. Have you ever affected a foreign accent for whatever reason? Did you have to pretend? You try to be exotic? Did you try to be American? Have you ever?
You always try and be American. You're always doing American.
Anecdotally, I'm to visit my help the story, give it a little heat. But I'm talking about people in private life. Walk up to people, and go, "Yeah, baby, I'm from New York, you know." And when you're about 16, I tried a couple of accents. I've done posh in Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, because they thought I was Australian, and we were two girls who worked at the Chick-fil-A. So, and they said, "Speak like a Londoner," and I've been talking like this. I said, "Well, this is it." I mean, no, it's not. That's not. You know, like Prince Charles did. I said, "Oh no." I said, "This is a London accent. That's not. It's Australian." And then one of the girls said, "The English accent is so sexy." And all of a sudden, I went, "Well, you see, the thing is, in London, we tend to, darling, you know, my father was George Sanders." And I just, plenty of accent. And you've given us an accent.
I did that when I went to American College.
Did you really? You became charming, did you?
I went smart. I heard this thing that. Everyone would sleep with you if you had a posh voice.
There's a grain of truth in that.
Yeah,
there's a grain of truth.
There's a small grain of truth.
All I'm saying is I never miss an opportunity to eat at the Chick-fil-A these days. Thank you very much indeed. Here's somebody. Oh, hang on, look. Sorry, we're coming to the showbiz news. Yeah, I mean, one second. Jamie and Stepney. Jamie?
How you doing, Sam?
Good as old, Jamie. Now, Jamie, this is your true accent, I take it, I'm hearing now. But in the past?
Yeah. Then I had to put on a moody American accent to get me out of trouble.
What did you do?
What happened was, Ben, was this was about 10 years ago.
See, I could do a pretty good one, but I don't think you can. Go on, Jamie.
This is how it happened, Ben.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, me and my mate was out in America. We was in San Francisco, and we was working out there, and we shouldn't have been. You know, you got
the
green card. Anyway, we're up on the roof.
Yeah.
And we're
roofing out there. Yeah. It is. Out the previous caller wants your autograph. And?
Yeah. So we're up there. All of a sudden, Dan, it was a quiet street.
Yeah.
And a cop has walked along. You know, in all that black, sinister gear.
Yeah, very impressive.
And in the holster, all that.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I suppose he's bored. He's engaged me in conversation.
All right, okay.
If I answer normal, then, he's going to, "I'm a foreigner," and it could be, "Come down, where's your green card," all this.
Okay, so we set the scene here. Now, I'll be the copper, and you do what you did. What did he say to you? What did the copper say?
Well, he started off then. It was a right hot day.
Okay, so he says, so you be you, and I'll be the policeman. Now, you're a roofer, you're from Stepney, you're in San Francisco working illegally. And the copper comes on and says, I mean, forgive my accent here, but he says, "How you doing, buddy? Could it be any hotter?" And you said?
I went to him, "Yeah, it's a hot one."
And
that's how it was going, Dan. And it went on for a little while. But the real thing to it, Dan, was he's gone to me, "Hey," he said, "I know that accent." I thought, "Oh no, he's Stepney."
Stepney. Yeah. So
I've then gone, "Oh yeah?" Then, as he was about to answer me, this truck come rumbling past. It had all this clattering gear on it.
At least you called it a truck, not a lorry,
No, it's a truck. It's out in America, isn't it?
Yeah, of course,
So, he said it then, and I didn't hear what he said. I'd have given anything to know where he reckoned I came from.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and I didn't hear him. And then, I just went to him, "Yeah."
I know what he said. He said, "Buddy, you're from the Isle of Dogs, aren't you?" Right, I want you to say the following phrase in your best American accent, right? When I say now, you've got to say, "New York, 1940. Boy, those were the days," all right? New York, when I say now, you've got to say, "New York, 1940. Boy, those were the days." Okay, so, hang on.
Boy, 1940.
Yeah,
it's nice. Slightly more like Terry Christian at the end.
It's like the joke on it a bit, but nevertheless, it's a hot one, ain't it? That's what it is.